Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. It's Thursday, but it sure as hell feels like a Friday up around here. Got Fancy Brian wearing the Star Wars shirt. Got Evan in the World Headquarters wearing the Levi's Classic. And Dom, you got something that fell off Tim Leary bad acid trip. Man, what are you wearing? You got my...
Oh, man, check it out.
That is pretty
Adler,
funky.
My son made me this fine tie-dye, wear it in honor of the Wailers, who I'm going to go see tonight down at Summerfest in Milwaukee. You know, no Bob Marley, but it will be fun, and it seemed appropriate.
Copious cannabis use, I suspect, amongst the attendees.
I certainly hope so.
Yes, yes. If the tie-dye is any indication, man, that's a good one. That's not like a... You know, those tie-dye colors don't run, Dom.
Oh,
that's like
no.
One of those.
Oh, no. A lot of time and love put into this one.
Yeah, I got the one Devil Radio tie-dye my mother-in-law made me. It's not as nice as that one. I hope she's listening. You know,
I'm
hope
sure she
perhaps
is.
She's
Thanks,
working
Ma.
On something
well,
nearly that.
Well, here, check it out, Ma. You know, maybe you could just step up your game a little bit.
Oh, that's nice. Vicky, if you're watching... Get on that, please. From your favorite son-in-law. I think I'm the only one. I'll have to do the math. Anyways, Dom, let's get into some politicking. And, you know, in deference to the fact there will be no live Devils tomorrow.
No.
Unless Trump gets indicted. Then I'll come in. I will come back from the Northwoods. And I will do a live show. We got Kelsey coming in this weekend, man.
Oh, nice.
Going out of town, so not too far.
All right, so no live Devils tomorrow, Friday. No live Devils on Monday. So then it's, you got to wait till Tuesday, folks. So if you got some grievances today, you got to air them today.
Yes, that would be best. And if I hadn't mentioned prior, I'll be off on Tuesday.
Oh, man, running solo on Tuesday. All right, man, I will make sure to step up my game. Brian and I'll figure it out.
Come on, man. I am a few... behind you in this regard. You know what I'm saying?
Just, you know, I mean, come on. Just a few. All right.
Let's just say, if this is the passion of my life, doing this fun little radio show with you, some are slightly less passionate, Kevin.
I'm so busy. No, it's going to be fun. I will be running solo. I'm sure I'll have a big show for you on Tuesday. I'll let you know about it. On Tuesday.
Any big guests to announce? You know,
not that you haven't already had on a dozen times in the last month.
Sorry, John Nichols is taken. What can I say? As is Kristen Bry, although you can invite her back. What a fine guest she was.
Yeah.
And I hope what a fine host she will make launching on WAUK 540 AM and the Shaw 101.1 FM on Monday. Pardon me. No live shows on Monday.
No.
Except for you, Fancy. You got to be here. No live shows on Monday. And then Kristen launching Asgos, Wisconsin, Tuesday at noon. And some in Madison are going to turn on the radio and they're going to hear Tom Hartman. Or they're panicking. What about my Tom Hartman? But I love Tom Hartman. Okay, you got an app. Listen on the Shaw channel and you can hear Kristen's big inaugural show. And every other weekday thereafter between 12 and 2. Until she either blows up or contracts, you know, because you're either growing or contracting, right? And today, Dom, I don't know if you recall, but today, you know, I'm taking a little time off to spend more time with family, little pledge. Oh,
you and Bill Barr got that in common.
Yes, yes. And I am contracting this fine show. So the 3 o'clock hour is not going to play out anymore. I guess Minneapolis is gone. I'll explain it to them next week.
They'll figure it out.
They'll figure
it out. Don't worry. The good news is I'll be there on Tuesday solo, and I'll have to try to figure it out.
Yeah, but it will be the most distilled version of the Devil's Advocates radio show, because, you know, that's like the good stuff. That's the little crystallized stuff on the end.
Yeah.
I used the crack analogy before, but I don't want to flirt with the FCC so much, so we're going to leave the crack analogies out, unless we're talking about Mike Lindell.
Well, I mean, then it's historical and accurate and, you know, certainly justifiable.
You know who else says try all the drugs? U.S. Senator Ron Johnson.
Embarrassment. Rojo. Oh, my God. The guy who was, what, pretending to talk on his phone so he didn't have to take any hard questions.
I can see your screen, sir. You're not on the phone.
Oh, my God. It's still, that is still the worst, the absolute worst. Everything he's done. But to be such a monumental D-bag as to pretend to be on your phone and then just casually put it in your pocket. Don't say anything. Don't say goodbye. Don't, like, continue the ruse and just not acknowledge it and just keep walking. I mean, the guy should lose the Senate seat for just being a D-bag alone.
Bad liar?
Terrible liar.
He's a bad liar. So here's the quizzical headline on the column of Dana Milbank.
It's not a bad lie as we get into it. He's not a bad liar. It's a different term for it.
It's beyond truthiness?
Yeah.
Here's the headline. Uh-oh, has Ron Johnson gotten into the ivermectin ?
Of course he did.
Is that an intoxicant, the horse paste? Anyways.
I haven't tried it. Maybe if you smoke it, but I don't know what Ron's into.
There's a lot of other, like, horse tranquilizer that's a lot better for that type of stuff.
Do you think he boofs? Anyways, a conspiracy theorist might wonder if Ron Johnson has been hitting the ivermectin too hard. You know, it's pretty bad when you're a U.S. senator and columnist in the Washington Post have no qualms trash talking you like that in the opening sentence. Like, you've so earned it, Ron. To be sure, there is zero factual basis for speculating the Republican from Wisconsin, a.k.a., and here's what he calls him, you know, from a different article, the Senate's leading conspiracy theorist.
He's number one.
Has been indulging, much less overindulging, in the deworming medication, which in too high doses has been known to cause confusion.
Oh, yeah, he's definitely
taking
it. I'm
confused. Yet you need be Alex Jones to observe that Johnson, vaccine skeptic, COVID junk scientist, ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine champion, election denier, insurrection apologist, and Russia propaganda promoter, has been exhibiting acute confusion over his role in promoting false electors on January 6, 2021. Fake electors, fraudulent electors,
illegal electors.
It's been a bit of a moving target with Ron, hadn't it, Dom?
Seems to be.
Last week, the J6 House Select Committee revealed that Johnson, I prefer Rojo, his chief of staff, wrote to an aide to Vice President Mike Pence on January 6th, Johnson needs to hand to Pence an alternative slate of electors for Michigan and Wisconsin, but was shut down when Pence's aide responded in the text exchange, "Do not give that to him." Johnson reacted to the fake elector revelation by staging a fake phone call. As observed and videoed and, you know, called out in real time by Manu Raju.
Is that like a false flag operation? How do you define that?
Here's how it's described. As reporters followed him out of the Capitol, he held his phone to his ear saying, "I'm on the phone right now." A reporter retorted, "No, you're not. I can see your phone. I can see your screen." Johnson, abandoning his imaginary caller, it was probably you booty calling him, Tom, declared he was basically unaware of the false elector incident in question, adding, "I had no knowledge of this." He also claimed it was a staff-to-staff exchange. It was my people talking to Pence's people, coming from some staff intern in the House. But 2 days later, Johnson admitted that he was the one who received a text about the electors. That's a pretty substantial change, right? That's not the intern. It was me. Oh, did I say it was the intern? It was actually me.
Specifically, that seems actually 180. He was basically unaware of it the day before, and he had no knowledge of this. Those are the very quotes. And then he apparently was the one who received the text. So,
and yeah, then
he did have knowledge, and he was aware, and he wasn't on his phone.
And he took additional steps. He then set up a text chain between his chief of staff and the lawyer.
Have this your people time, talk to my people. We'll work everything out.
Well, but that takes a step, man. I mean, Rojo ain't clever. You know, he had to think a minute before he, you know, put all those calls together. This time, Rojo claimed the matter originated with Rep. Mike Kelly, Republican from Pennsylvania, a claim Kelly's office called patently false.
Uh-oh.
Like a lot of Johnson's explanations, right, Dom?
Crudy Johnson explanation 3.0. It doesn't matter anyway. Quote, there was never going to be a chance of disallowing any elector, he told an activist in a video posted Monday. At last sighting, Johnson was in Wisconsin dodging questions put to him by CNN's Manu Raju.
You know, Raju's been in town apparently stalking Ron. He was at the, John Nichols was going to join him. I know you were hoping John would be your guest, but John was having a couple of spotted cows with Manu Raju up at the union.
Yeah, and apparently wherever Ron Johnson was, he was not taking any calls, running away from Manu Raju. A Johnson spokeswoman told me there isn't contradiction between his accounts and alleged smear by the January 6th committee. Telling lies is one thing. Contradicting one's own lies repeatedly is rather different. Johnson is less untruthful than truthless. He seems to have no factual framework whatsoever. I want to repeat that because I think that's the whole takeaway here. Johnson is less untruthful than truthless. He seems to have no factual framework whatsoever. And this is a man who, as top Republican on the investigation subcommittee of the Senate Homeland Security and Government Affairs Committee, you know.
Hiscack time, you know.
Yeah. Has been the Senate GOP lead investigator of the Biden administration and family. Johnson is running for re-election after previously vowing that he would not. Even as Johnson was giving his latest iteration of the fake elector scandal on talk radio in Wisconsin, he debuted his latest conspiracy belief.
Dom, we're going to have to. Hold.
Yeah, you're going to have back to come
with
back.
The Icky Vicky, your girl. You know, Ron's back on Icky Vicky today.
Oh, really? Again?
Business to do. Oh, yeah. You know, when you're trying to cover your ass.
Ooh, man.
Make lots of trip to Righty Whitey Talk Radio. More devils. We'll be back.
Stand up for your right.
I don't care what drug will work. Try a bunch of them.
You're crazy. You're crazy, man.
You know, I was not involved in this at all.
Say, man, you got a joint?
Why don't
you
just leave?
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you so much for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Air your grievances today, Thursday, because we're taking tomorrow off at 844-967-2789.
Dom, knowing you well for these 30 years, that seemed quite inevitable. The audience should have seen it coming. You can't say there's not precedent set.
Well, apparently precedent does matter to some of us.
Dom, you know, since you're the one that got the cheater readers, why don't you continue with the Dana Milbank and the Ron Johnson piece?
Dana Milbank from the Washington Post, an opinion piece, lighten up Senator Ron Johnson from Wisconsin. I continue. Even as Johnson was giving his latest iteration of the fake elector scandal on talk radio in Wisconsin last week, he debuted his latest conspiracy belief. The host, Vicky McKenna, said she thought President Biden's urging to prepare for a second pandemic was, quote, a very curious thing to say, especially since this particular pandemic came from a lab. One wonders whether the president got intel or another one coming down the pike, maybe to coincidentally time with the midterm election, unquote. That's what Whitey Righty host Vicky McKenna said. Johnson responded, they certainly were vested in creating a state of fear over the last one. So, yeah, I mean, I would be suspicious of them. Let's just breathe. Let that breathe for just a minute. There is a sitting U.S. senator agreeing with Whitey Righty talk radio host that, what, Joe Biden's got the dime on the next pandemic coming down, and it's a plan just to coincide with the midterm like the last one.
Hey, you've met Vicky McKenna. It's pretty hard to disagree with that woman. You know, Johnson. She will beat you to your face.
Come on. She always gives me hugs. Johnson had previously suggested, among other things, that standard Gargle mouthwash could be used as COVID-19 treatment, and he held several Senate hearings promoting COVID untruths. YouTube suspended him for a week for violating its policy on medical misinformation. He said it may be true that COVID-19 vaccines causes AIDS, and positive that professional athletes were dropping dead on the field from the vaccine. He suggested breakthrough infections proved there was no point in getting vaccinated, asserted vaccines were quite unsafe for pilots, and alleged that the unvaccinated were being consigned basically into internment camps. It's hard to even read.
Why not gargle?
Johnson's 2020 investigation of the Biden's family dealing in Ukraine prompted the FBI to give him a briefing cautioning him that he was a target of Russian disinformation, which was seeking to weaken the U.S. presence in the region. Oh, thanks for that, Ron. After the 2020 election, Johnson claimed there were so many irregularities, he joined with 10 Senate GOP colleagues in vowing to reject the electors from disputed states as not lawfully certified. He abandoned the plan after the day's violence. He later argued that January 6th didn't seem like an arms insurrection, and he attempted to blame the attack on Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and on agents provocateurs who didn't support Donald Trump. Well, those arrested and convicted certainly don't seem to be, you know, Antifa, Ron.
I'd have been nervous if they were Black Lives Matter protesters marching up on the Capitol.
Johnson, who on the day before the insurrection told states to take control over your own elections, now claims he was just an innocent bystander in the fake electors scheme. If I were a conspiracy theorist, Dana Milbright from the Washington Post writes, I'd say that's the ivermectin talking. Or all the drugs, Dana. You never know.
You know, just talking with our friend Kristen Bribe, she will soon be a fine host right here on WAUK 540. Tune in Tuesday at noon. But, you know, talking about old moderates. Likes old moderates. And, you know, I like people. I used to think that, you know, Ron had a moderate side. We knew the man. He used to come around. I used to like the man. I have to admit, I liked him for a period of time. But he changed him. I'm telling you, this guy changed. Something happened. Some crime was committed. Some line was crossed. Some quid pro quo was performed in Helsinki. You know what I mean? Like, he was the vessel of Trump, and he saw the compromising stuff, and now he's in too deep. And now it's like, you know, they talked about he's truthless. He's truthless. Now, Ron used to, Mike, Dom, right? He'd push back against the points of policy when we'd interview the man. And we've interviewed that guy like 25 times long form. But during the commercial breaks, you guys know I'm not always supportive of Trump. I don't like when he tweets. I don't like this. I don't like that. He'd always try to give us these little insights. And I got to tell you, I feel guilty because I let you book him one too many times. And you helped him win re-election. You humanized the man.
Not this time. He's not winning this time. He cannot possibly win this time.
When are we going to go start doing what Manu Raju has not been able to accomplish?
Just start, you know, tailing the guy.
If you and I flanked him at a press conference, what? Is he going to run away from us? Come on. We're local media. Can't handle the truth, Ron. I mean, you know, we'd pepper his ass eventually. He'd give me the old Mike, or whatever he used to say to you. Dom, I see the veins bulging, right?
I tell you, man. While I appreciate Manu Raju's efforts, I literally do not want to give that man any platform anymore. I think you're right. Maybe we did a little too much to make the guy seem human. And I would concur. Yes, something certainly seems to continually evolve and change. And maybe it was, you know, he was secretly doing the ivermectin, you know, before the COVID. Now he had a reason to take her. Maybe it was a hydroxychloroquine, you know, building up in his system and, you know, making changes. But I do not want to give that man any lift. There's lots of great Democrats that are running against him. Please vote for any one of them and make sure we get Ron Johnson the embarrassment that is this senator from the state of Wisconsin, who tried to avoid a tough question by pretending to be on the phone. It doesn't get any more loser than that. Oh, I'm sorry. Crude. Yeah, I'll wrap it up. You take that call. I got this. Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates. It is a Thursday, but it's really like a Friday. We're airing grievances. Join us today. Lots of news coming down. Lots of Supreme Court discussion to be had. And there is a new justice on the Supreme Court as well. Join us on the phones. Talk or text 844-967-2789. Going to see the Whalers tonight at Summerfest. So let's get this party started.
You don't mind if I pay you in cash? I don't like Big Brother getting into my business, you dig?
And how long have you worked for Senator Ron Johnson?
Oh, you know, I'm going to hit the pause button right there.
The Devil's Advocates, radio for the 99%.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a Thursday that sure does feel like a Friday. You know, Dom, we've shared a few memories through the years. Few better than like 5 years ago this week. Red Hot Chili Peppers, baby.
Summerfest, yes.
Yeah, you took me for our mutual birthday, but you bought the tickets. I think that's the first and only gift I ever remember getting from you.
I hope you remember it well, man.
It was a memorable gift. I did enjoy it. But here's what I would say about the 4th of July. I freaking hate this weekend because of the fireworks. And my dogs lose their freaking mind. And I don't mean that like it's a ha-ha thing. Like, my pit bull is going to be freaked out for the next 6 weeks of her life.
Yeah,
I think
yeah.
She literally had a brain seizure, fell off the couch on her head last year. She was so disoriented from the booms. And so anyways, hope she fares better this year. We're going to have to get her some edibles or something.
Oh, poor Winnie. Right. Give her something to calm her down, man. They got doggy drugs. Hell, ask Ron Johnson. He's probably got a whole drawer full of something.
I'm going to help her try all the drugs because she is miserable at this time of year.
Yeah,
you know what's coming. You know what's coming. I haven't heard a lot of the, and are fireworks illegal in this state? You know what I mean? We all tolerate our neighbors like blowing crap up in the street, but it is illegal, right?
Oh, come on. Yes.
There are greater crimes, no doubt, but somebody always
in them. Yes.
Are you okay if they're out there shooting off their pistolas out in the street?
Well, I think that's a little different. But no, I hear you, man. I remember I was gone out of town one time. I still lived up in the Fox Valley area, and a friend of mine was watching my dog, Marley, the Akita, and he was the same, man. He freaked out.
That was your last good dog.
Yes. And one of my neighbors was, had a trunk full of stuff, and all the kids were out, and he was just going nuts. And my dog, got out and just started running, and he just freaked out. And so hours later, they, found him near the road shaking and, corralled him and got him back to the house. But yeah, this time of year is really tough on the pup. So perhaps some, doggy drugs.
And veterans, PTSD. Some people actually, that's a real thing. They've been in war zones. And, when you blow off explosives in the neighborhood, it can be unsettling. So a grievance, I'm expressing it early before you blow half your hand off, getting drunk and thinking you're cool for the neighborhood kids. Think twice. Don't do it. Leave the jackassery to us, the trained professionals.
Come on. You have in your life, you ever buy the fireworks out of the back of the truck, man, from somebody who knew somebody, and you got all this stuff that
I'm not saying
wasn't in English, and you started lighting them all off and doing all sorts of crazy things.
Or shooting bottle rockets at your buddies or
aiming Roman candles even. Roman candle wars. Yes, of course. We're professional kids. Don't try it at home.
I've heard, youthful indiscretions, Tom. Nothing I would do in adulthood.
And when did you become an adult? Exactly.
I only left and I also feel a strong sense of connection to the great state of Wisconsin. But at a certain time in my life, I was displaced. I was moved to North Carolina, where my mom's family was. And a neighbor guy, I won't even tell you what he had painted on the side of his black pickup truck.
I remember, yeah.
But this guy goes walking around the neighborhood with the neighborhood kids. Like, he's Peter Piper, right? And my mom's like, well, if that's the custom, let me and my brother go with, right?
When so in we're Rome. Walking,
when in Rome, when in Gardner, North Carolina, have the neighbor guy lead them all around and set off M60s in the storm sewers. He would literally blow the frickin' manhole covers. You'd see him blow up off the road.
Well, when in Rome.
And I'm like, you know, maybe 11. And I'm thinking, no, this is truly some moronic jackassery. Somebody's going to get hurt here. I hope it's not me.
You'll shoot your eye out, kid.
Yeah, exactly.
M80s or M60s? I thought you mean M80, right? M80s?
You're probably better with the, the. Right. I mean,
it's
the M80s.
It's no quarter stick, but, you know, it'll get the job done.
M80s? They were whatever the big ones were. The big red ones with
the little fat ones with the fat wick on them. Yeah,
M80s. Yeah, those things. You'll definitely blow your thumb off.
They make toilets explode.
The flip side of that story is when I was a entrepreneurial youth, a little bit older than that story, I used to buy bricks of firecrackers and sell them up at the campgrounds. And I'd buy a brick of firecrackers, and I don't know how many, 50 packs, something like that,
a whole brick. Yep. Yeah.
Made in China kind of brick.
It's great, man. Love that smell.
Well, I'd sell those firecrackers to all the kids, you know, age me damned. You got a buck? You know, I'd sell it for a buck.
Lighter
a pack.
Cost you an extra $2, man.
A what does?
A lighter. And a first aid kit, 10.
You know, by the end of it, I almost covered my copay. But, you know, I made some real money. You know, I got a couple of bricks and, you know, selling them for like $1 a pack. And
I got a couple of bricks in college, too. So I made some money on that as well.
And nobody got hurt.
No, not at all.
Few hearts broken, but nobody got hurt. 844-967-2789 on a Thursday that feels like Friday. Join us in our grievances. Don't do the fireworks this weekend. Mark, how you doing, man?
Hey, Mark.
Doing great. And check with your vet for the dog. There's some prescription meds that you can give to a dog, you know, for immediate action. It'll help soothe the dog.
Well, Winnie conked her head so bad last year. She was having neurological results after the fact for like weeks. She could barely walk. My wife was crazy scared the dog was dying. I mean, it's part of the family. She's more committed to that dog than me, I guarantee it.
I love that dog.
Yeah, my dog's a hunting dog, so he's used to loud noises, but he doesn't really like the fireworks either, but he doesn't seriously freak out. He kind of looks out, says, what the heck's going on? And I just say, don't worry about it to the dog, and settles down. But, I mean, that it can be a serious issue for dogs.
You live a little farther out, man. I got a park across the street from me. If there's not a bird in dumpster by midnight on the 4th of July, Mark, someone's just not trying.
But they got fire in the water that's like a half mile away, so that's loud enough even at my house so I can hear it and see it.
Fire in the water? You live in Ohio? I thought it was Sauk County.
No, Sauk City always has the fire in the water. I think on the Wisconsin River there, fireworks display that traditionally.
What I would do, Mark, is buy up a couple of bricks of firecrackers and sell them to all the young kids on the on the sides and then get out of there before they start popping fingers off.
Yeah, it's but getting, the serious side, I mean, it's just pretty horrific what Ron Johnson is doing. I mean, he's just, the truth just means nothing to Ron Johnson. I mean,
it seems,
I never believed in Ron Johnson.
Mark, it seems it's not just Ron Johnson, though. I mean, whatever's in the water over at the mega cult, man, don't drink the water. Because, Trump's the same way, truthless. There is no frame of reference. There's no, moral, basis for these things. I mean, the guy just lied and said another lie and another lie, and he'll just keep on going and totally, ignore the fact that he this first lie he lied about.
Okay, I have a semi-serious question for both you, Mark, and Dominic. Would Ron Johnson be the kind of guy that would take an M80 and throw it down a storm sewer?
Oh, yes. Then he'd lie about doing it.
<You're right. laughs> What do you think, Dom?
I think you're absolutely right. Hey, thanks for the call, Mark. Enjoy the holiday weekend. Make sure you take care of those dogs and make sure you don't take all your doggies' drugs. 844-967-2789. Britt from Eureka, you are up. Welcome, Britt. What do you got for us?
Hey, Britt.
Hey, good morning or good afternoon, John.
Yeah, represent Northern California.
Yeah, sir. You know it, yeah. Hey, listen, I got a beef with the Supreme Court. I'm pretty outraged at the decision they came out with today, telling the EPA that they can't regulate greenhouse gases. I mean, what is going on with that Supreme Court?
Well, they're just selling out their credibility for partisan outcomes. And, Britt, we've lived through this dynamic here in our state because the Supreme Court is a elective sort of thing, and we effectively saw a toss-up Supreme Court race where you know, they found 11,000 votes and it got really ugly. But the justices are nearly transparent now. They stopped worrying about things like precedent, man. It's just whatever side our team's on, we'll
find a way.
Ruling to support our partisan means.
Right, sure. If you already have an outcome in mind and then you just have to go back and look at the law and find some little legal pocket that you can fit repealing Roe into, like going back to saying that precedent should be based on the mid-1800s for constitutional rulings, I think that's outrageous. I mean, what I really want to see, if this Supreme Court is going to go back to the middle 1800s, you know what we ought to do? We ought to make that Supreme Court go back to wearing the white powdered wigs that they all wore back in the 1800s.
I'm pretty sure Jenny makes Clarence put one on almost every Saturday night.
I'm sure he does. Oh my, yes, yeah. The Supreme Court is an outrage, and I don't know exactly what the solution is, but their credibility is out the window. Hopefully, I'm guessing even your Supreme Court in Wisconsin has more credibility than the Supreme.
It's gotten better with one swingy conservative. But quite frankly, if we had a quote-unquote liberal majority, and I hate to put it that way, Britt, because I don't want my team to win just because we got four appointees on the court or four elected from my side of the aisle. I mean, there have been times where I see the merits. Hell, man, I saw the merits of the Act 10 lawsuit, and I realized I didn't think it was going to be successful. Act 10 was how they stripped the unions of the rights. Well, they had the legal right to do it. Now, whether or not it was good policy or good karma or good for other human beings, well, absolutely not, Britt. But our courts used to at least try to find, some sort of legal mooring. And then it got so bad here, Britt, it looks like the U.S. Supreme Court, where every decision was predetermined before you even knew they took the case.
That's an outrage. It really is just a reflection of how bad the partisan division has carried over, not just beyond our, congressional politics, but has gone into the judiciary. I mean, it's really an outrage to think that, the one part of our a triumvirate part of government is the judiciary, which has always been considered to be above the partisan.
I know, but are you sure about that, though? I mean, this is what I wonder, Britt. That wasn't, I don't know if that was always the case. I mean, look at some of those decisions. I mean, Cornyn brought up what? Plessy Ferguson versus Brown versus Board of Education. You know, I think there's always been that political underpinning to the court, so that's why it's expanded and retracted, and I guess we're in the expansion mode, man. The only way to deal with this is to expand the court. The majority of people are not down with what this court is delivering, so we need to change the court.
I agree. One quick thing I wanted to point out is that with the court the way it is right now, it's a case of they just put people on the court that are going to make decisions based on their partisan politics. If you look back to justices that like Reagan put into place, there were plenty of decisions that nominees, Supreme Court justices that Reagan put in, where they were very much deciding things on a legal basis and not at all taking politics into play. It's really only been since you got that dumbag Trump who got into office who said, I'm going to put, you know, pro-Roe justices in place and not just pick the best juror who could make a, you know, the kind of the legal call.
Britt, but you missed the broader point. Clarence Thomas has been there the whole time. Now it's Clarence's time down there. You know what I mean? They've turned the court so far to the right where now he's part of the majority.
Oh, you mean Mr. Jenny Thomas? That guy?
Yeah, the guy that wears the wig on Saturday nights.
Yeah, and, yeah, that guy.
Come back with us. You know, so many thoughts that are not FCC worthy. More Devil's Advocates on the other side. Please join us. Keep it clean. 844-967-2789.
I'm going to bomb the shit out of them.
Well, when in Rome.
You'll shoot your eye out, kid.
Everybody's doing it.
The Devil's Advocates. Rock and roll political commentary.
Smart Ass Realty offers everything necessary to help you successfully
wanting to start again. Do you ever?
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show, airing grievances. Today, you can join us on the phones at 844-967-2789.
Our buddy Hawk texted me. He's got the number. He booty dials me sometimes. But today, text me, weed is illegal, too. Apparently, that's one of his grievances. And then, you know, the shrug emoji.
Yeah, but isn't it like a dollar fine in Dane County? I mean, it's not like really illegal.
Yeah, unless they want to double down on you, right? Unless they want to search the car, use it as probable cause. I mean, you know, decriminalized $1 fine is quite different than legal. And it ain't legal. And you drive through the wrong county or the wrong community within a county. I mean, hell, Fitchburg, $1,000 fine used to be. Someone's got to research that. You know, I try to confine my weed smoking outside of Fitchburg proper, if you know what I'm saying. Ever since we got off the iHeart. 844-967-2789. Wisco Paul, how you doing, man?
Hey,
happy
Paulie.
Thursday that feels like a Friday.
Yeah, that's so true. And I hope you...
But you're retired, Paul. Every day feels like a Friday to you, man.
Yeah, I work a couple days a week, but... Hey, I hope you guys all have a great 4th of July, 4-day weekend. Actually, Dom, it's 5 days, 6 days for you. No, Crudy, 5 or 6 days for him, right? You got to come back to work, don't you? I forgot about that. So
it's all relative, hey, Paul, but, I mean, as I like to point out, Paul, there ain't no calluses on these hands.
Well, I hope everybody there has a great 4th of July weekend.
Thanks, man.
Hey, the good old Supreme Court, that jury, injured us for the next decade with the Hilgendorf's help. But that's just, where do I go from there? Hey, do you think Rojo would have been the kid that would have pulled a fire alarm in school on a double dare?
Only if he had a test they didn't prepare for that day, Paulie.
You know, he absolutely stuck his tongue on the pole.
that's a good one. Anyway, that's my grievance. Rojo, he's unknown United States-wide now, giving Wisconsin a great name.
Oh,
again, you guys,
man,
have a great weekend.
Thanks, Paul. Hey. You too, man.
Yeah, you triple know, that dog dare you, Paulie.
It is so embarrassing. You're from Wisconsin. And, oh, is that Ron Johnson? What's up with that guy? And not only that, I mean, we see some of these things coming down from the Supreme Court. We see what's happening with the J6. You know, internationally, I was talking to some family members who got, you know, other friends overseas, Australia and Europe and whatnot. And they're looking at us like, oh, my God, you guys are you're acting like a failed state over there. What is happening? I mean, everything is on the line right now. Everything.
Well, that's the problem with the U.S. Supreme Court. We will get back to the phones. Be patient just a minute if you're in queue at 844-967-2789. My fear, Dom, is the rulings of the U.S. Supreme Court. We hate them, right? Because they're so divergent from the will of the people. When you have such a clear example of minority rule, I mean, it's bad enough because it gerrymanders and electoral colleges and, you know, what, some states get two senators but only have enough people living in them for one congressperson.
Wyoming.
Yeah. And I think, what, the Dakotas maybe? But anyways.
Yes.
The greater point is there's already structural inequities built in to favor Republicans. That's the only reason why a guy like Ted Cruz is relevant. Because the urban areas, because we, the Dems, tend to congregate in urban areas. And there's more of us in the urban areas. And it's easier to screw us and redistricting. But my greatest fear is these courts so lack credibility. They're so undermined in the eyes, not just of people like me, but even, you know, the casual observer just says, wow, Roe's overturned. You know, they assured us that would never happen. You know, you got to get out of bed in the morning with the principle that gravity still works, the sky's still blue. And if you're a woman, I'd like to think you have autonomy over your own body. But suddenly your world's been turned upside down. And I cannot imagine if Democrats cannot do something, you know, if they can't win the midterms, if they can't hold this flood of red tsunami back. And right now they're actually up in the polling. Dems are. So don't be fooled. Don't believe the red tsunami talk. There's plenty of time to win the midterms. Roe v. Wade has changed the entire dynamic of the electoral map. But as the courts lack credibility and the American people are so disgusted with the rulings and the outcomes that they stop paying attention and they stop activating because they think to themselves, you know, we're screwed no matter what. What are we going to do about it? So what are you going to do about it, Don? You can't vote for a Supreme Court justice. And they're lifetime appointees, and it's a 6-3 majority. It's,
you know, listen, you put it on the Dems because they're the other major party, right? But it's, you know, the Dems don't vote for themselves in. It's the people that vote for the Dems, right? So it's up to the people to get off of their asses and get up and vote.
81 million people voted for Joe Biden, and the Dems delivered very, very little of the agenda that Joe Biden promised. And I'm not blaming Joe Biden. I'm blaming collectively the Dems, because the Joe Manchins and the Kristen Sinemas got in the way. And even the suggestion that there would be throwing out the filibuster to codify Roe v. Wade. Do you see who's stepping up to say no way? Dick Durbin. I think he's number two on the Senate side, on the Democratic side. Oh, you know, this smacks of partisanship. Oh, let's not do this. Well, if there's no will amongst the Dems, of course nothing gets done. My greatest fear is the Dems are not ready for this moment in history. They're too worried about societal norms, democratic norms. They want to follow the path they've always followed. You know, the Dems, they do.
I get it, man. I totally agree with you. I think, you know, the old guard, there is no bipartisanship with MAGAs, with Nazis, with fascists. That is not a thing. We do not engage or work with fascists. So you got to just put that stuff aside. And I don't know. I think you're right. I think they're still, you know, looking back at the good old days of the 70s and 80s where they go have a cocktail afterward together with Tip O'Neill. I mean, these are not those days. The head of the Republican Party just tried to orchestrate a coup on this country. And I don't think you need to be worried about, you know, reaching across the aisle with fascists. But I still put this on the American people, Crudy. This is on us. We need to engage. Instead of having, you know, the Game of Thrones parties, maybe we should be having some get-togethers at the bar talking about, you know, our rights and all the things that really matter in this world. Take a little bit of time to talk about the Constitution, to talk about where we are. Hell, join the devil's advocates and engage in that way. But you got to get off your ass. The people who have not voted, they need to go. They need to vote the right way. Those who are newly, my daughter's going to be 18 next year. She gets to vote in her first presidential election coming up. I guarantee you she's going to go. She better bring some of her friends, and they better bring some of their friends. That's the only way you're going to get this. You need to overwhelm. And for God's sake, please, get some constitution in yourselves, Democratic leadership. These are fascists you're dealing with.
World, you were either a bully, a toady, or one of the nameless rabble of victims.
Don't ask me to get inside the mind of a liberal progressive socialist Marxist.
The exact exchange and nuance of phrase in this ritual is very important.
Why not gargle?
I tripled the